WWA Mobile Easily.
KN4RJN, what's up, Steve?
Oh, I tell you what, it's another good day in the neighborhood, brother. Tell you what, finished off one, and I'm going over here to Easley to do another one, so it'll be another $600 day. And I got to take my other 857D radio. I finally got a hold of Vlad, and I got to meet him in Fletcher, North Carolina this evening. And we'll give him that other radio and let him work on it and get it back in A1 shape. That way I'll have two 857Ds, man.
Well, you can only talk on them one at a time, right?
I'm a blabbermouth, baby. Now, I tell you what. What I'm thinking is I'm going to take that radio and I'm going to put it with a laptop and get them, if I can, get them talking to each other. And I'm going to take it down to Florida with me and see if I can't get my son fired up on this stuff.
Well, that sounds like a plan. When you headed down to Florida?
Hopefully, I'll have enough time to get the radio fixed because I'm not going down to Florida until mid-July.
Well, good luck with that. Otherwise, what's happening?
I tell you what, there's bargains to be had in Charleston. Got a room in Charleston for the weekend at the Vindu Inn. And it's usually about $350 a night or better. And I got a room for two nights for $239 a night. They're begging for business down there.
Yeah, I imagine so. Between the virus, the protest, and the hurricane, you know, it's not exactly the best time to be traveling.
Well, what's it supposed to do down there this weekend? Do you know of anything?
Not off the top of my head. The hurricane's coming up through the Gulf, so we're going to get, you know, rain and stuff out of it. But I don't know of anything on the Atlantic coast that's happening right now.
Okay, I thought that, what'd they call it, Calliope or Calliope, something or other, or tropical storm, I thought that went up through the Midwest towards St. Louis.
The ball, yeah, it's coming up through the Gulf.
Okay, is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah, that's coming up through the Gulf. We're going to hit the Gulf Coast pretty hard. We'll probably get some rain out of it, but as far as I know, there's nothing hanging around in the Atlantic right now that's threatening the East Coast.
Well, good. Hopefully we'll be able to go down there and have a nice weekend. I didn't get to take my wife for a anniversary weekend. That was third week of May. So I'm kind of making up for it. I'm going down there to do a job on Friday, and I'll make a little bit of money on that, and that'll pay for the trip and have a little bit left over.
Well, that's good. Let me check the satellite here real quick. Not seeing any hurricane type stuff in the on the southeastern coast. Some clouds and stuff out there in the Atlantic, but there's I don't see any storms coming. At least not yet.
We ought to have a nice weekend, except for the heat. I know it usually runs pretty doggone hot down there with the humidity and everything. But we ought to have a pretty good time, and I'm due for some seafood.
Roger that. West coast of Florida is going to get some stuff out of the hurricane, looks like, but heavy rain, maybe some storm surge. That thing's kind of wide, but East Coast looks clear, so Charleston ought to be all right. Where's your son live down in Florida?
In Fleming Island, Florida. That's just out of Jacksonville on the East Coast. So, sitting there throwing up a Category 3 warning or better, he doesn't even get wound up.
Roger. I expect that you really live through a few of those. You kind of get used to it, but still, I'm not sure I'd want to get used to that.
Works in aviation, and, you know, there's a lot of military aviation right there around Jacksonville, especially with the Navy, and he's working there at NAS Jax. He's doing F-18 mods. I believe that's what he said. So anyhow, he is doing what he likes, and he's good at it. So he's making good money. So, but that's Florida. I keep trying to talk him into trying to get back up here with Lockheed Martin. Because Lockheed's supposed to be getting some new contracts in where they're building some F-16s. And he says if he can get a permanent job up here, he'd consider it.
Yeah, well, you know, you go where the work is, but he's got a good thing going down there. I can't blame him for wanting to stay there.
His wife and my granddaughter, and they've been down there, and she and my daughter-in-law is from down there, but they want to move up to Greenville so bad that they just even her mother wants to move up here.
Roger that. Well, anyway, I ran the net again last night. Whoever's turn it was, and I'm not sure who exactly it was. It apparently had some issues or something going on, but anyway, so. This is turning into a full-time job.
Wow, this is going to put you, what, 2, or is it going on 3 for this week?
So far, and then I'm still on for Friday night, so I'm, yeah, I sit there and wait for it to happen. A minute goes by, and 2 minutes go by, and I think, somebody needs to jump in there, and I'm usually, it doesn't take me too long to get set up, so. You know, it is what it is. I understand things happen. Equipment breaks down. People get sidetracked or something else comes up. And, you know, there's other things in the world to do. And I'm sitting here. I thought, well, I might as well jump in there and go.
Well, you enjoy it, too. I can tell.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not like it's a burden or something. It's just, you know, I don't like to, you know, jump in there until I'm pretty sure nobody's going to take it.
Anderson, I didn't know how many he was going to have in there when it first started, but I think he jumped the clock a little bit, and everybody got in there at about 8:32 or 3, and they started piling in after you and I checked in.
Yeah, I didn't hang on there long because I wanted to scoot on over. That's happened a couple times where the night controller either had issues or equipment problems or something, and so I kind of go on standby about 8:30 or so.
Okay, and 4VWA. So do they do that net every night?
Anderson net? Yeah, I think that's every night.
Well, I'll try to check in there with them again tonight. What was that? 146.79, you said?
I'm afraid you're going to ask me that. Hang on a minute. Let me look it up.
KB4CBA.
Oh, there went the neighborhood again. I'll tell you what. Man. So, Dave, what's happening, baby?
I run a few errands. Pick up some dry cleaning. I'm thinking about going by that muffler shop that where you introduced me to Hawk, and see if he can cut the mufflers off this thing.
Stand it till that thing's gonna sound like a NASCAR.
It's a little too quiet for me.
No, it ain't gonna make it go any faster.
I know that, but I just want to hear it roar.
Definitely going to do that. Yep. All right. Well, so you're going to use Hawk?
Up here and pick up some dry clean. I'm actually going the opposite direction, then I'll have to, I'm going west on Wade Hampton, then I'll have to turn around and come back, get past where I would normally turn to go to the house, and going into Greer, and his place is up there on the right.
Yep. So what's that going to cost you?
Again?
What's that going to cost you to get that done?
$80 to $100.
Wow. Okay. Well, is your wife still going to ride with you in it?
Moving in it now, so what's the difference?
You kind of got a point there. If she doesn't ride in it anyhow, do what you want.
10-4RJN. Dave, what are you cutting the mufflers off of?
My 2012 Mustang GT.
He's right. That's not going to make it go any faster.
I got 420 horsepower, so I mean, that's really all I need. If I want more horsepower, I'll put a supercharger on it.
You're just begging to get stopped by the cops, aren't you?
Well, so much about speed, it's just about getting up to the speed limit in a hurry.
On how much of a hurry you get into, they kind of frown on that sort of thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Make a maneuver here. I didn't want to get hit. Oh, man. I'm pulling in here to the dry cleaners.
So that's going to allow you to race real loud from one stoplight to the next, right?
Yep. I woke up at 11:30 last night and I couldn't get back to sleep. I finally got up about, I think it was about 2, and I got on the radio and made a few contacts, and wasn't a whole lot going on, but anyway, at this moment, I can't remember who all I talked to. Hang on just a second here.
Steve, you still in there? KN4VWA, KN4RJM.
Call.
To that, I'm trying to find Steve. He was there just a moment ago. KN4VWA, you still there?
Surprised you're not asking me if I'm going to play tennis.
I can go ahead and make that assumption and don't bother to ask. You're either going there or coming back.
I am playing this evening, but I had a little fall last night. I got a little skin up on that, believe it or not, clay will skin you up. And I told him, I said, well, I've had worse, and I don't hurt anywhere, so just got a couple of strawberries.
Well, as long as you don't break nothing, I guess you'll be all right.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I'm just glad I didn't break anything. The fence actually stopped my backward motion, but I was already on the ground.
Ouch. So you got your feet tangled up underneath here, or what?
When you get back in the back of the court, the clay is more like, I'm sure you've seen red clay. And it's more like that. It's that kind of consistency. It's not sandy like the rest of the court. And when you get back in there, it's slick. And I was really going after the ball and was real aggressive. And you can see the skid marks where I lost my footing and wound up on the ground. Everybody was saying, "You okay? You okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And I went and wiped my racket off. The handle had sand all over it. I wiped that off, and then I just got right back in there and started playing again.
Well, what can I say? You must be getting clumsy in your old age.
Clinic, can I ask Coach, the pro, I asked her if, is it time to quit? Is this a sign? She said, no. She said, you just need to, you know, pick your shots and, some of them, some of them you're just not going to be able to make, and as they use trying form. So, we've been at it for an hour and 15 minutes in the heat, and so I was getting tired. I could provide all kinds of excuses, but anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Roger that. But then again, maybe the universe is trying to tell you something. Who knows, yeah?
You said, who's trying to tell me something?
I say the universe is trying to tell you something, maybe.
The karma. I don't believe in that. Yeah, I believe in God, so. I just looked at the place I filled up yesterday, and it's gone up 20 cents a gallon, so I'm glad I filled up yesterday. I saved about $5, I guess, anyway. But, golly day. That means there's a lot more people out in the road, because the demand goes up, so does the price.
Yeah, well, right now I'm getting about a week to a gallon of gas, so. But I'm gonna fill up here for too much longer. I'm right about half a tank. Not that I have anywhere to go anyway, but, yeah. I don't know what happened to Steve. He had asked me a question, and I looked it up, and then it disappeared on me. KN4BWA, are you still in there? Well, he must have gone somewhere. Anyway, Dave, you have a good time and getting your mufflers cut off and all that happiness, and try to stay on your feet while you're playing this evening. You have a good day. I'm going back on out of here. I got to go take care of something. So 73 is to you, buddy, and stay out of trouble. KN4RJN, be clear.
Always a pleasure, and behave yourself as fast as possible, and we'll talk to you on down the line here, and 73 is KB4CBA Mobile.